Hachette Audio presents Wordwise. Say what you mean, deepen your connections, and get to the point. Written by Will Gelbert. Read by Ralph Lister. For my parents. Introduction. I'd come to realize that all our troubles spring from our failure to use plain, clear-cut language. Jean-Paul Sartre. Language habits are evolving on social media faster than at any other time in the history of the English language. Some usage trends offer new words that connect us better than before, such as woke, hygge, and emojis. But many do the opposite and clutter and disconnect our communication. Think, like, epic, random, awesome, touch base, offline, killing it, and slayed. Hyperbole is just the beginning in this age of overstatement, but not all word trash habits are new. Some have been disconnecting us for centuries. The road to hell is paved with adverbs, but it is also paved with should, never, always, and crappy conversations. This is a book about creating human connection with words. Its first mission is to expose the words and phrases, the bad language habits that disconnect us. Its second mission is to reveal the words and phrases that connect us well. We often take shortcuts and say things out of habit that fail to express what we are feeling or what we mean. Why does that matter? Those shortcuts in word selection shortchange our relationships both at home and in the workplace. Since the advent of social media, shortchanging has become endemic, while a more connected world has become a paradox. We say we'll connect offline, reach out, and touch base. But often we are just saying, not meaning it. And when we literally end a tweet with a hashtag just saying, it's a disclaimer that we don't mean what we just said. But the truth is, we did mean it, and hashtag just saying is just a vain attempt to avoid sounding judgmental. I'm a dual British-Australian citizen who lives in the USA. I grew up on a farm in England, watching Dallas with my parents. In the same years I received advice, in Aussie slang, from an Australian family friend who was besotted with my auntie, on how to talk to the girl who lived on the farm next door. Ever since.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?